The world's largest firefighting aircraft is in Fairbanks. The new one-of-a-kind Evergreen Aviation supertanker is a converted 747 that holds 20,000 gallons of water and retardant. Supertanker program manager Jim Baines says the capacity is 8 times that of conventional tankers and uses a pressurized system to disperse its payload.
You know, we've got a big head of pressure behind it. It's coming out of those nozzles. There's 4 16-inch nozzles that come out of the belly. And it's the product's being dispersed at about 50,000 pounds of thrust. So it, you know, it shoots straight down, a couple hundred feet before it starts to break up and disperse.
Baines says the plane can make drops from higher altitudes, allowing safer and even nighttime operations. The supertanker's nozzles can be turned on and off, enabling it to hit several fires in the course of a single flight. But if it drops its entire load, it can wet a 3-mile-long football field's wide swath. The supertanker was volunteered by Evergreen to make a drop on the massive rail belt complex fires west of Nenana today. But Maggie Rogers with the State Division of Forestry says conditions were too smoky for the flight. The new aircraft was employed to fight wildfires in Spain earlier this summer, but the Alaska work will be the first time it's been used in the U.S. Baines says the supertanker is not designed to replace older firefighting aircraft, but add a specialized new tool to the fleet.
You know, we could base it in a central location such as Fairbanks, where we're at right now, and have just a huge operating radius because we're going at, you know, we're flying at 600 miles an hour. We can cover a huge area.
Baines says the supertanker was outfitted at Evergreen's service facility in Arizona and underwent a stringent certification process as part of a 5-year, $50 million project. He says Evergreen has a contract with the state of California for use of the aircraft and hopes to secure similar contracts with other states and the federal government.